603-9558. We eliminate and remove those damaging pests and seal your home from top to bottom to prevent future invasions. All backed by our Terminix guarantee. If they ever come back, so will we. Limitations may apply. Protect your home and family from invading vermin with the kind of home security only Terminix can offer. For free information, call now 1-800-603-9558. 1-800-603-9558.
During Halloween, everywhere you look, people decorate. People also decorate for the holiday season. So here's an idea. Why not decorate for Veterans Day? How? Simply by flying the flag. Freedom isn't free. Throughout our history, it has been defended, with thousands of Americans giving the ultimate sacrifice. That's why you should fly the flag on Veterans Day. A Veterans Day message brought to you in part by Walter Knoll Florist and the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low-price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Results not typical. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? Get tax representation. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the tax representation hotline at 800-556-7089. 800-556-7089. That's 800-556-7089.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
air.
Climax control system for men.
Oh, I need that. Oh, I cannot control that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Veterans Day Eve edition, Opinions Playhouse. Here we are, the 10th day of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, that's today.
June 3rd.
Oh. And this edition of the Playhouse is brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. If you're going to remodel your bathroom or kitchen, make sure the name Price is in the company you're talking to. You can talk to other companies. That's fine. Talk to three or four if you want to. I think if you want it done right, you'll go with Thompson Price. We'll talk more about that after this.
Hey!
Well, let's see. The control board, who do we have today? Oh, same as always. Eon the Peon. Beyonce, I have your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it would be a good time to call Mark and Jason, and they can tell you what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house, the guy who still doesn't think his daughter has a fake ID. Sorry.
Oh, I just asked her.
Yeah, you asked her, and she said, oh, no, Dad, I don't have one.
Yeah, she told me no.
That's what I thought.
I believe her.
Dan, how's it going? Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. I mentioned that. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
I've never heard of it.
What?
I've never... Oh!
Okay, well, Peon's got something. He's created for Veterans Day, and I said I'd never heard of it. Well, it's because he just created it. It's Veterans...
Veterans what?
Cheese.
Veterans cheese.
Really?
I'm not sure I understand what that means.
No.
Oh,
well, can Rat Boy like
it,
explain
look
it
at
to
it.
You?
Look at he's showing up. He's holding up. It's cheese that you know how they on the cruise ships they sculpt ice sculptures and
right.
water sculptures.
Mm.
They're cheese sculptures with the insignias of all the different branches. Oh, that's beautiful,
oh,
Rat Boy.
Veterans cheese.
Veterans cheese. I love that. Way to go. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
They are the best. They are the best. Thank you, Sam, please.
Man, I'm trying to figure, sometimes I wonder how many more ways can I try to tell people that they need to include Thompson Price if they're getting bids for kitchen and bath remodeling. Let's do this. Let's exclude everybody who's not a candidate. If you want to do your kitchen for $5,000, you're excused. They don't do that. They do complete remodels. They do the wow factor, the whoa. It's not just about looks, or it's about functionality. Because you've got functionality. Actually, that song was personality.
Oh.
But it does. It's going to be very functional. It's going to be beyond just functional. It's going to be custom built.
If you're renting, I think you're out.
Well, an FM DJ.
Would,
an FM DJ
totally
might
a
remodel
house.
A kitchen on a rental house.
Yes.
That's something an FM DJ would
and
do.
Then the leaser comes in and said, hey, you're out of this house. He
yeah.
goes, wait a minute, I just redid this kitchen. He
well,
goes,
that's
well,
your
this
problem.
Is our house.
That's right. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Thanks. If you're renting, don't do that. Unless you just got a ton of money. If you were really rich, why are you renting anyway? You could just bought yourself a house and pay cash for it. But you will not be sorry, and it'll be worth every dollar you spent. They're not the least expensive. They're not the most expensive, but they will not do it halfway. They will not do anything they're not completely proud of. In other words, proud of it to the point that they would not hesitate to bring a potential customer to see your kitchen. They're not going to do that, by the way. They're not going to bring people to your house and go, hey, do you mind if we show the Thompson family your kitchen we did? They're not going to do that. But they want it when it's finished. They want it to be something, if they could, they would display and show to all potential customers. They did our kitchen 19 years ago. It's a long time ago. In fact, so long ago that if a lot of companies had done it, it would already be outdated. But it's not. It's not. And that's what's so interesting. It's like they can see the future. Everything looks great right after it's been done. You know, once something has just been built or rebuilt, oh, man, right away it's great. But what about staying power? How long will it look great? How long will you be glad you spent that money? Well, I think Johnny Mathis said it best. Until the 12th of never. And that's a long, long time.
Wow.
Thank you.
Is that the words? And that's
yeah.
a long, long time?
That's the words to 12th of never.
Oh.
You ask how much I love you, must I explain how much I need you? I need you like the moon, I need the rain. You ask how much, until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time.
Oh.
Until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time.
Wow.
I love how in the song he had to say the 12th of never and then explain. Well, that's a really long,
that's
a really
long time.
If you're not aware.
Yeah. Thanks, Johnny. We kind of figured that. That was a long time. He's still singing. How old he is, Mathis?
No, I don't.
80.
Wow.
He's 80, and he's still doing concerts. And he's got that.
Well, look at Tony Bennett.
89.
Yeah.
The best impressionist I ever saw do Johnny Mathis was John Byner.
Oh, my goodness.
And John Byner, it was that sort of halting, you know.
It's almost like doing Aaron Neville.
Yeah, it is like Aaron Neville
yeah.
a little bit. And you say, what does that have to do with Thompson Price? Kitchens, baths, it has a lot to do with it. Because
mm-hmm.
your kitchen or bath is going to look good till the 12th of never. In fact, I think Tom Price and his crew ought to say, when somebody goes, now, if we do this, how long do you think we'll actually feel like, wow, this kitchen is spectacular? I'd write on a piece of paper, well, here's our guarantee, 12th of never.
Yeah.
That's how long it'll
And
look
that's good. A long, long time.
And that, and right on there, that's a long, long time. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, please, for goodness sakes, for goodness, tell them your AM and the PM. You don't understand how important this is. It's very important. Tell them that. They get a lot of business from you folks, and thank you. Thank you for that. They should. They're good at what they do. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home Showroom in De Pere, ThompsonPrice.com. Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you, as they have been for years and years and years, by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. You want a cab? No, you don't want just any cab. You want a Laclede Cab. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Download it. It's easy to use. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill. Hey, everybody.
Hello, Bill. What's going on?
How's it going?
It's going great today.
Well, was there ever a Mrs. Mathis? Was that ever determined?
No.
I don't believe there was ever the possibility
for there to be a Mrs. Mathis.
There won't be till the 12th of never.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There might have been a Mr. Mathis, though.
There may be a Mr. Mathis.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Never saw one.
Well,
crazy week at Mizzou continues. Of course, yesterday, the president of the school resigned. And today, this is crazy, he was replaced by Jay Leno.
I knew Jay would do that.
Yeah. Haven't used that one.
Go Tigers. Hold on. Bill.
Whoa.
I forgot, Bill. We have an interview from the new president, President Leno, at Mizzou. And I forgot this. I knew you'd like to hear this. I said, President Leno, how do you feel about your new position? Here's what he said.
Thank you, everybody. I'm happy to be the new president of Mizzou. MIT, everybody.
There you go. Jay Leno, President Jay Leno.
I called it. You heard it here first.
You sure did.
Where the news comes first, right here. The British royal family, hate to see this, is very close to being flat broke. Like,
what?
Seriously, totally out of money. Yeah, well, good grief, what do you think's going to happen when nobody in your family's worked for 600 years?
That's true. All that money go.
And in health news, this is rather disgusting. Drinking cow urine can be good for your health.
Tell me.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Obamacare. And finally,
how does anybody know that?
Oh.
I mean, yeah, who is it that drank it and said, "Okay, doc, check me out. Am I healthy? I drank a bunch of cow urine."
Yeah, we'd like you to do a study.
Who did that? Man.
Well, a Florida donut store worker has been accused of selling sex to customers while she's been working at the donut store.
Yeah.
She had a kind of a hard time, though, between the two jobs. For example, if one to touch her body, she made you use one of those square wax pieces of paper. You just,
I thought there was going to be a donut hole joke
in
there.
I did, too. I just knew it'd be a donut hole.
Yeah.
We were wrong, Dan. Don't try to predict this.
No.
Don't even try. Don't try to second guess him.
Nope. Comedy train is off the track.
He turns to wax paper.
Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
There he goes. Off into the comedy sunset, Bill Cleveland. I mentioned earlier, you guys tried to guess how many veterans there were in the country, and you were embarrassing. You were so far off.
Yeah.
About 22 million. It's about 7% of the current population of the United States is veterans, living veterans. I don't know whether to be happy about this or if I should call a lawyer. I have a friend who's in the hospital at St. Luke's, Ronnie the Rat Rodenmeyer.
Really?
Yeah, the rat is in the hospital. He had disc surgery.
Hmm.
And he sends me a text this morning from St. Luke's, and he says, "Hey, on the menu for the patients, they have the AM in the PM dish."
They
now,
do?
Yeah.
BM or PM?
No. PM.
AM in the PM.
I'm guessing it's like a breakfast that you can get later. But I don't know.
Hey.
I don't know whether to sue them or thank them.
Wait a minute.
AM and the PM. Well, let's just take the high road. St. Luke's, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for acknowledging us. Now, hey, why don't you start playing the show in the rooms for sick people? Because we know you don't do that. No hospital does that. If you wanted to, you go, nurse, here, you push that button. Yeah. Yes, can I help you? Yes, nurse, I would like, I can't get the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on my hand buzzer phone thing here. We deliberately banned that from the hospital because we don't want you feeling better. Oh, that's okay. Well, I thought that.
Is that Mrs. Doubtfire or Julia Child?
Yes, Nurse Doubtfire.
Oh. What you want to do is you get a little bourbon.
But it's true. And you know what? With all the technology we have, even in the new hospitals, they still have that thing on a cord.
Oh.
Peon, you were just in the hospital, and it's got the button for the call station and then that horrible speaker. And you should try to listen to the
but
TV.
But I saw the hospital beds in each room. I don't know how expensive they are because they're all electronic. Like on the footboard, there's a whole panel with buttons on it where I guess it'll raise temperature. And so I don't know what each one of those must cost. It must be a...
All right, tell the truth. I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
Tell the truth. You visited Angela Hospital.
I did.
Did you do it within the hospital bed?
I would tell the truth, and I did not. No.
How long have you been married?
5 years.
Yeah, that's one.
Uh-oh, he was thinking.
He had to think about it for a second. Yeah, he did. He couldn't even think. If it had been 2 years, you'd have jumped in there and done it with her. That's what happens, though. Don't worry about it. That's what happens.
Because she was not in a very alert state.
Well, who cares about her?
Oh, it's not about her.
Oh, that's
it could
when
have been
you,
possible.
That's when you attack.
She wouldn't have been able to...
to what? Enjoy it? Who cares?
Right, yeah.
It's not about
but,
her.
There was too many people coming in and out of the
room. Nurse comes in. What? And no... Oh.
So what? Way to go, St. Luke's AM and the PM dish.
Nice.
On the menu.
Hey, a Sunday night I was watching a football game. Wasn't it the Eagles and Cowboys playing, I think, Sunday night? And on one of the teams... I can't remember which team. Bradley Pinion.
Oh, yeah.
Is a punter.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you know him?
No relation.
Really? No relation at all?
I don't know him. I've heard of him. Yeah. No relation. We didn't do a Burke segment. Peon had something. What'd you have, Peon?
I did. Today is the date of the doomed...
Edward Fitzgerald. Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, the ship. Edmund Fitzgerald went down.
She was a singer, right?
No, that's Ella.
Ella. November 10th, 1975.
I don't think she went down.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't think of her that way.
November 10th, 1975, two ships were making their way across Lake Superior. One was the Arthur M. Anderson. The other was the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. The ship was last seen on the radar about 7:15 p.m., and all 29 men were on board were lost. And today, 40 years after the most famous shipwreck in the Great Lakes history, the cause is still a mystery. Nobody knows yet.
Huh.
And what year was this?
75. It was the largest ship. What?
Yeah.
I don't know the song, but I know the melody. Was that Gordon Lightfoot, right?
I think so.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah.
But it was the largest ship on the Great Lakes. An insurance company owned the ship. Northwestern Mutual Insurance Company, because they invested heavily in the iron and minerals industry. It was named after the head of the company.
Wow.
The ship's main job was hauling iron ore.
Iron ore what?
Iron ore. O-R-E ore.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Like... It was.
Well, you can haul iron or whatever.
It was a well-known ship even before it sank, just because of how big it was and how it it ran into.
Well, here's a hint: don't haul iron.
Yeah, really.
Sink makes it heavy.
Yeah, don't put iron in there.
Captain, I think we're going down.
Hey, what do you guys got on that boat?
Well, we got a bunch of iron.
It ran into a big storm. No distress signal was sent. There's still been no definitive explanation for the sinking.
I was tossing that iron ore off of there.
Yeah.
Start sinking.
Of course, Gordon Lightfoot immortalized the ship in the song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Hmm. And family members have requested a symbolic memorial from the ship. So,
what was the other boat? The Arthur
the
or something?
Arthur M. Anderson.
Did you ever hear that song?
Mm-mm.
No, it's not
the song.
A,
no, it is, but no one knows about it because it was done by Gordon Heavy Hand.
Uh,
I think that's fun.
Heavy hand.
Thank you. That was spontaneous. Thank you so much.
My God. Yeah,
so close.
Yes.
Man.
So close. Wrong ship, wrong name. Yeah. Wow. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Dan, did you have some of the Berg segment?
No, I didn't. I mentioned that pinion guy. But
oh, I had one more thing I didn't know. I thought you meant about this, Edmunds Fitzgerald. I don't know if you saw the story. The guy, there was a guy with terminal cancer who's a huge Star Wars fan who was trying to make a request to all the people in charge of the new Star Wars movie
to see it before
he died.
Yeah, because the doctors are saying that he has like 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something
like
that.
Well, he got to see the movie last week, so it worked. They let him see an unfinished version of it, and he died yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So it was, it was good that they made it quick and let him
see. Well, that's cool that they did that.
Yeah, I thought that was good for J.J. Abrams and whoever in charge of that.
Yeah. I have to make this short because I'd like to see we're out of time. I'll save this for. It's about my dad in the nursing home and a kind of funny story about the people who take care of him there. But I'll save that for later. Boy, this is going to make a lot of us feel really old. Today is Sally Field's birthday. Oh. Now, when I think of Sally Field, I think of a cute girl. She's 69 years old today. She's still cute, flying on. Yeah. And then she did that, I don't know, what was that, injectable, some medication or something. Not Botox. She did something else. It was a calcium thing, a pill. But Sally Field, no, I can't say it isn't so. 69.
Say It Isn't So. She's in the movie Say It Isn't So.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, are you serious?
In the movie, it says Say It Isn't. The movie Say It Isn't So.
I don't want to know that her next birthday she'll be 70 years old. I don't want to know that. That just makes me feel too old.
Yeah, Heather Graham's in that, and you've seen it.
I know, and I need to watch it again because it's hysterical.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's great. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This guy is walking by his teenage son's bedroom. Son's about 14, and he sees that a sight he never has seen before. The kid's bed is perfectly made. The room is picked up. Remember that expression your mom would say, go pick up your room?
Yeah.
And I used to say, I'm not that strong. It didn't go over very well. But his room was all picked up. His bed was made, and right on the bed, just kind of neatly propped up against the pillow, was an envelope. And on the front it just said, Dad. So, the dad obviously he's a little concerned. What is this? What does this mean? And so hands are kind of trembling, and he opens the envelope, and here's the letter. Inside it said, Dear Dad, it is with great regret and sorrow that I'm writing you. I had to elope with my new girlfriend because I wanted to avoid a scene with Mom and you. I've been finding real passion with Stacy, and she's so nice, but I knew that you would not approve of her because of all her piercings, her tattoos, her motorcycle clothes, and the fact that she is much, much older than I am. But it's not only the passion, Dad. She's pregnant. Stacy said that we'll be very happy. And she owns a trailer in the woods. She has a stack of firewood for the whole winter. We share a dream of having many more children. Stacy's opened my eyes to the fact that marijuana doesn't really hurt anybody. We'll be growing it for ourselves and trading it with other people that live nearby for cocaine and ecstasy. In the meantime, we will pray, Dad, that science will find a cure for AIDS so that Stacy can get better. She deserves it. Don't worry, Dad, I'm 14 now, and I know how to take care of myself, and someday I'm sure that we'll be back to visit so that you can get to know your grandchildren. Love, your son, John. P.S. Dad, none of the above is true. I'm over at Tommy's house. I just wanted to remind you that there are worse things in life than my report card that's on the kitchen counter.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we were just flying over an accident. It's on southbound Route 3 just before Waterloo at Halifax, and it's got the right lane block. You got a pretty good backup behind that. We've got an accident reported on Highway 109 north of Clayton Road. Downtown here, eastbound 40, things are jamming up still from Grand all the way up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, it's heavy from Grand all the way out through McCausland. Then you've got slow traffic from Clayton Morrison to Mason. Southbound 270, stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. They've cleared that accident that was blocking the left lane on westbound 70 out around Highway 40. You still have slow traffic, though, from the airport through St. Charles Rock Road. Then you're going to be heavy from Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Wentzville. This traffic report brought to you by Accountemps. From vacation and maternity leave coverage to support during quarterly close, rely on Accountemps when you need accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis. Visit Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Hey, all the way!
Hey, all the way!
Throughout our history,
we run every day.
Millions of Americans marched off to war.
Hell, they're watching us and they're planning an ambush. The ambush is probably going to be right over there. Are we going?
Too many never made it home. This Veterans Day, think about our local heroes and what they sacrificed for our way of life. Freedom isn't free. The Big 550. KTRS.
Do you have at least 5 years of experience in installing gutters? I know that's not a question you get asked often. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation, and we're in need of experienced gutter installers. Aladdin Insulation is a company with a 65-year-old track record. We offer competitive pay and benefits along with year-round work. Aladdin Insulation installs gutters for residential customers and light commercial buildings. We require a drug, MVR, and background checks. A company vehicle will be provided along with necessary machinery. If you want to find out what Aladdin can offer you in the way of quality employment, call me, Steve Mace at Aladdin Insulation. 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or visit our website at trueteam.com. That's TRU team.com. Aladdin Insulation is an equal opportunity employer. 636-947-8000. Aladdin Insulation.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-0810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever. The mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-0810. That's 1-800-500-0810.
How would you like to try America's best-selling home fitness program free for 30 days? You've probably heard of P90X. It's the number one fitness program designed to get you in amazing shape. Elite trainer Tony Horton shows you the same body sculpting techniques he uses with his pro athlete and movie star clients. Now you can try it free at myfreebod.com. The program that I'm talking
about. We interrupt this offer to bring you an even better free offer. Beachbody just launched a new digital video service called Beachbody On Demand. For a limited time, you can use it free for 30 days. So you can try not just P90X, but also Insanity, P90X3, Turbo Fire, Brazil Butt Lift, over $4,000 worth of programming free. Stream it on your tablet, PC, or smartphone. It's the best offer in the history of fitness. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
You can get the hot, sexy bod you've dreamed of. For your free 30-day trial, go to myfreebod.com. That's myfreebod.com. Myfreebod.com.
Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone.
Well, Steve, there's a lot of scary statistics we could still cite when it comes to home ownership. You know, there's the Wall Street economy, and then there's the real people economy for the rest of us. And we know that at least one in four properties in our area is severely upside down, which brings us to short sales. It's a complicated process. You need to work with the best. The best is St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Yeah, Steve, what we do in every case like that is we're going to review somebody for loan modification. We're going to give them the best opportunity to keep that home. A lot of people are looking at their home saying, look, I don't want to pay a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's worth $50,000. There is a way out, but again, you need it handled by professionals, licensed realtors, which we have on our team, loss mitigation specialists who are going to take care and mitigate the program with your bank to make sure that you get out without any legal or financial responsibility.
Make the phone call to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishometretentiongroup.com.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right. 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 888-98-STEEL. Call 888-98-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 888-987-8335.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU Continuous Pain Relief Spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
A question. What's the difference between drunk, intoxicated, and inebriated? What's the difference?
Are they all I think it's probably all the same.
Sometimes we have too many words, you know, for the same thing. Well, hopefully this guy's none of the above. Just relaxed. Stress-free, put it that way. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Southern California, and he is ready to roll, I assume. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Annie Gunn's is a, I don't know what makes a five-star restaurant. I got to think they are one. I will tell you, you need reservations, and they're closed on Monday with only a couple of exceptions. And then next door is the Smokehouse, and they're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards are a great idea, because who wouldn't want one? Give it up, please, if you would, from Mike Evans. Yeah.
Oh, give it up.
Going on, mister?
Hello.
How are you?
Pop quiz question.
Let's go.
Are ready?
Radio.
The final season of American Idol is in production. Name the name of the star who was offered $20 million to be a judge 2 years ago. Said, no, I'm not interested. Katy Perry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
No.
No.
Rihanna. Beyonce, answer in a minute. Love Nugget, listen up. Is it true? Michael Jackson asked several of his closest friends for sperm donations to impregnate Debbie Rowe. And that one friend, now believed to be Prince Jackson's biological father, is...
Because it's not him.
Marlon Brando.
Well.
And pictures of Marlon Brando as a kid look exactly like Prince, it looks right now.
Mike, I don't mean to ruin your reporter cut into it, but as you know, I interviewed Marlon Brando the day before he died.
Whoa.
That's huge.
It is huge, and he hinted at this. He hinted.
Why, Frank, didn't you record it?
I did, Mike, and I will now play you. And I didn't ask him any. What would I know to ask the question? He just sort of rambling and blurted it out. And here's what he said. You know, I know a lot of people. You know, they, for whatever reason, they look up to me. They think I'm a big star. They think I got talent or whatever. I even had one really well-known celebrity. If you can believe it, he came to me and he said, Mr. Brando, I would be honored if you would use your spermatoza to inject it into my girlfriend. It would be an honor.
Wow.
Man, he talked about a lot of stuff.
Story right there.
I think it's spermatozoa.
I think it's spermatozoa. That's a Miracle Whip spread.
Yes, it is. Spermatozoa spread. It's spermatozoa, but he called it spermatoza. But he was older.
He was
getting old. Yeah, and there you go. There's your evidence right there.
There you go. Got a beautiful story for you. Caitlyn Jenner has a new boyfriend.
Oh, I'm so glad for her.
Yeah, so beautiful. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, but I think you know who I'm talking about. The super hot soccer star from Europe, Cristiano Ronaldo. You know that guy?
No.
Well, he's a guy, and you're saying he's super hot?
One of the top scorers.
Easy, Mike.
He has a new girlfriend, Danish model named Maja Darving. They had a picture of them yesterday. Yeah, they just started dating. And the two of these two people in this picture, they are so good looking, they make Brad and Angelina look like a witch and a toad.
See, that's just wrong. It's wrong for people to be that good looking.
It really is. I mean, these two people are just like, what? Are you kidding me?
It hurts the rest of us.
I don't know. Well, you're pretty good looking, Franco.
Well, I am.
I know. Don't cut yourself short.
I never take
here.
That for granted, Mike. I have a mirror.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Talk to a buddy of mine whose company just purchased 2 30-second TV spots for the Super Bowl. Cost my boy $2.8 million for the two spots. However,
and there's always a however in life.
They also got to purchase a 10-seat luxury skybox for $800,000.
That's a bargain.
Wow. So $80,000 a seat.
Wow.
Making the total $3.6 million for two commercials and 10 seats to the Super Bowl.
I jump all over that.
Where is the Super Bowl this year?
Pardon me?
Where is the Super Bowl this year?
San Francisco, Levi Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Santa Clara, actually. Odds and ends, I don't make this stuff up. A letter to Obama from Cameron Diaz, Brad Pitt, Scarlett Johansson, and Justin Bieber.
Well, whatever they tell the president to do, that's what I want him to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, the letter is insisting that Obama released thousands of drug dealers, and now we're hearing that may have been the main contributing reason that Obama did release those 6,000 drug dealers.
Well, I hope so, because any president that doesn't do what celebrities tell him shouldn't
especially
be president.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, especially Bieber.
Exactly.
Do what he says.
Exactly. Dayton history, November 10th, 1775, the greatest, proudest fighting force in the world was established. Their first in, their last out, the United States Marines, Semper Fi. Hoo-wah!
Happy birthday.
Absolutely, to all the Marines out there. And another very big date, this date, November 10th, 1989, the world heard Ronald Reagan's famous, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Something just happened to your voice or your phone.
And the Soviet Union was no more.
Your phone kind of cut out a little bit.
Come on, man. Come on. Now, give Daddy the props.
Didn't Gorbachev?
The Daddy deserves. Give Daddy the props he deserves!
Wait, wasn't Gorbachev the one with the
Weinstein?
Secret map on his head? Yeah.
His secret map.
Oh, that's nice. The map on his head. The Weinstein on his parole. And finally.
Oh. You know, I just enough time. I didn't mention it, but I also interviewed Michael Jackson. And he confirmed, let me play it for you. I just said, Michael, I interviewed Marlon Brando. He said you went to him for sperm donation. Here's what Michael said.
Well, a lot of things that people say about me are not true. Many of the things people say are fabricated, but in this case, Yes, I did, in fact, ask him for his spermatozoa.
The media was Michael Spermatozoa, and they actually examined him, and Michael Jackson wasn't happy about it because he already made the deal with Marlon Brando.
Peon, do we have that where he was so mad because they were so intrusive with the...
Yes,
this was the examination for Michael before they retrieved his own spermatozoa and rejected it, saying, no, that kid will be screwed up. You need Brando's sperm. And here's a little... Boy, was he upset. Here it is.
They served a search warrant on me, which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted to...
It's been way too long.
It's been way too long. I'm glad we could work that one in.
Yeah, me too. Good.
Who turned down $2 million to be a judge on American Idol 2 years ago? Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Rihanna, Beyonce.
I'll say Rihanna.
Beyonce.
I'll say smoking hot great boobs, Katy Perry. Yeah.
The answer is smoking hot great boobs, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Peon.
She is hot.
She's got some nice ones.
Peon, you know you can never meet her. She'll have a restraining order. You'll automatically just lunge forward.
I won't even know she has a face.
I took my daughter and we stood at the stage.
Your daughter
watched,
with the fake driver's license?
Yes. Well, we stood at the stage and saw Katy Perry close up. Oh my goodness!
Oh, boy.
I just took my daughter for cover. It was me that wanted to go to the Katy Perry concert.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt that for a minute. That was Mike Evans, in case you didn't know. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. When you are in an accident, I got a horrible story I didn't get a chance to get to today. Maybe I'll get to it Thursday. This couple get married, and the bride and groom take off on a motorcycle because they're motorcycle people. Did you see this story? And they hit a deer, and she gets killed on the way to the reception in a wedding dress. A deer. See, this is why I don't have a motorcycle anymore, is the deer population. So be careful, because we're right, I mean, at the peak of rutting season. And if you drive one of the new F-150 Ford pickup trucks that are aluminum, not just every body shop can work on those. It takes special certification, special equipment. Guess who has it? Schaefer, of course, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They have it. And then for whatever other vehicle you have, when you do have an accident, we hope you don't. But if you do, actually we kind of hope you do, but you don't get hurt. That way you can use Schaefer. We don't want you hurt. You need to make sure when you talk to your insurance company, if they're not smart enough to say Schaefer before you do, then you say Schaefer, and you're saying that's where it's going. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but over the weekend I saw a car. It was a pale gray car, and the left rear door didn't match the front door. And it was so obvious that some body shop had not done a very good job of matching. You don't see that like you used to always see it, but it's still out there. If you're going to do it, just do it right. The insurance company wants it done right, too. 10 locations now in Columbia, Missouri. Nobody like them. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Time to get a final check on traffic with Tim Wiley.
Things are really jammed up on westbound 70 between Highway 170 and Air Flight, and then again between Highway 79 and Highway K, and they've just now cleared an accident that was blocking the left lane just a little bit west of Highway K, so that should be thinning out shortly. Stop-and-go traffic remains on southbound 270 south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. We have westbound 44 heavy between Grand and Hampton, and then slow again from, so it looks like, southwest out through Murdoch. On westbound 40, things stack up now from about Boyle out through McCausland, and southbound 170, it's stop-and-go traffic from Olive down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon, and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
gobble up your share of $100,000 in free slot play during the Great Turkey Pluck, Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
My name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Well, it'll be sad, it'll be uplifting, it'll be informative, educational. I hope that you will join us tomorrow for our salute and tribute to veterans. Till then, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A St. Louis County neighborhood where residents say they hear gunfire all the time like it's nothing anymore. But this time it was something. It went right through a woman's bedroom window.
The latest from Mizzou on the university's recent controversy.
And several arrests have been made in connection to a string of burglaries throughout the area.
New at 6, a St. Louis County woman says she's lucky to be alive after a bullet came through her bedroom window.
And our neighbors' homes have also been recently hit by gunfire. They say that gunfire is almost a nightly occurrence where they live. Andy Banker is here with what police are doing about it in a story that you will only see on Fox. Andy?
Yeah, guys, you walk up to a house on Airport Road in